In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today, proclaiming the Word of God. Yesterday we saw the man that was crippled by the beautiful gate, and Peter and John said, "Look at me." They said, "We don't have silver, we don't have gold, but what we have we give you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, get up and walk." Now, this experience of this man is very interesting because everyone knew him that walked through the beautiful gate. He was there collecting money in his little cup. But now he's got to go to work. They're preaching and they're using the man as an example. Look what Jesus just did. We know this man. We've all put money in his cup. Now he's jumping and leaping and praising God. You know how this happened. It happened through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And this is going to aggravate the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Why did this man, by what power or by what name did you do this? They're preaching about his burial, about his resurrection, about the coming of the Spirit. The captain of the temple and the Sadducees came to them much annoyed. They're annoyed. The captain of the temple and the Sadducees came to them much annoyed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming that in Jesus there is the resurrection of the dead. Sadducees do not believe in the resurrection. That's because they're sad, you see. So they arrested them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who heard the word believed. That's why we've got to preach the word of God in season and out of season, where people will believe and hear the word of God and give their life to Jesus. Oh yes, it's very important that we not only hear the word of God, but that we surrender our lives to Jesus Christ, that he is the Lord, and he wants our life so that our life will produce fruit. Remember what he says in the 15th chapter of John. He says, "It is my will that you produce fruit, and your fruit will abide, will last." And they numbered about 5,000 people. They're preaching. They're preaching and they're using the man as an example. Look what Jesus just did. We know this man. We've all put money in his cup. Now he's jumping and leaping and praising God. You know how this happened. It happened through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. The next day, their rulers and elders and scribes assembled in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest. They're going to be in trouble. With Caiaphas and John and Alexander and all that were of the high priestly family. When they had made the prisoners stand in the midst, they inquired, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" Then Peter, the spokesman, filled with the Holy Spirit, said, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are questioned today because of a good deed done to someone who was sick, and are asked how this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that this man is standing before you in good health by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified." In other words, listen, you led him to a cross, but he rose from the dead. And you're seeing the power of God now. You know this man. This man begged from you. Now he's jumping and leaping and praising God. we have spoken in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. We called on the power of God to heal this man. You know, it still works that way. It still works that way, that we declare healing on people. Yes, we declare healing. Today I want to declare healing in Henry, my friend. And I ask you, Jesus, by the power of the blood, heal Henry. By the power of the blood, let him be able to walk. By the power of the blood, heal him now in Jesus' name, in Jesus' holy name. And we thank you for Kathy. And we ask you, Lord, to grace Kathy with everything that she needs, whom God raised from the dead. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders. It has become the cornerstone. The cornerstone is the stone that makes the arch stand up. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved. There's only one name by which we are to be saved, and it's the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Not the name of Father Tom, not the name of the church, not the name of Mary, the Blessed Mother, not the name of the Pope, but the name of Jesus. This man stands before you because of Jesus, because Jesus has been raised from the dead, because Jesus is the Lord. This man stands before you, and you must know that it was done in the name of Jesus, and there is no other name under heaven by which people are to be saved, the name of Jesus. And when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and realized that they were uneducated and ordinary men, I'm going to tell you, they were not ordinary anymore. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. You might think you're ordinary, but when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you're not ordinary anymore. You're going to do a work for God. You're going to bless people. You're going to heal people. Because you are not ordinary. I told you yesterday that we all start off as minuses, but through the cross, we become pluses. Yes, we are not ordinary people. We are the people of God. Jesus is our Lord. Jesus is our Savior. We have surrendered our life to Jesus. This is so important. Let's continue. They were amazed and recognized them as companions of Jesus. Do people recognize you as a companion of Jesus? Do people recognize me as a companion of Jesus? You see, companion means to eat bread with. They were companions of Jesus. He broke the bread and said, "Let this be. This is my body given up for you." And then he took a cup and said, "Take and drink. This is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant." Yes, Jesus gave us himself before he ascended into heaven. When they saw the man who had been cured standing beside them, they had nothing to say in opposition. What could they say? This guy was sick. We put money in his cup. This guy is now jumping and leaping and praising God. He's staying very close to the apostles because he thinks that they did it. But Jesus' name and the power in his name did it because he's the resurrection. So they ordered them to leave the council while they discussed the matter with one another. They said, "What will we do with them? For it is obvious to all who live in Jerusalem that a notable sign has been done through them." That's the man that was lame, now walking and leaping and praising God. "We cannot deny it, but to keep it from spreading further among the people, let us warn them to speak no more to anyone in the name of Jesus." So they called them and ordered them not to speak or to teach in the name of Jesus. You're telling them an impossible thing to do because it burns in their heart. It burns in their heart. They're going to have to preach Jesus in season and out of season. But they're told, no more preaching of Jesus. But Peter and John answer them, whether it is right in God's sight to listen to you, or rather to listen to God, you must judge. For we cannot keep but speaking about what we have seen and heard. In other words, it's impossible. I told you that when my father was dying, this young man had a wife. He said, you know, you look like you need a friend. And I did. I needed a friend at that time. He said, but I cannot be your friend if you mention Jesus. Well, I never saw him again. Because I have to mention Jesus. I have to mention Jesus. It burns in my heart. I must mention Jesus. There is salvation in no other name. There is healing in no other name but the name of Jesus. After threatening them, in other words, they threatened them, no more speaking in the name of Jesus, they let them go, finding no way to punish them because of the people, for all of them praised God for what had happened. Yes, they praised God for what had happened. What had happened? I tell you what had happened. The man that was crippled now is jumping and leaping and praising God. For the man on whom this sign of healing had been performed was more than 40 years old. That's old in those days. That's old in those days. And after they were released, they went to their friends and reported what the chief priests and elders had said to them. In other words, they were not to preach in the name of the Lord Jesus anymore. We cannot but preach in the name of Jesus. We cannot but preach in the name of Jesus. When they heard it, they raised their voices together to God and said, Sovereign Lord, who made heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, it is you who said by the Holy Spirit through our ancestors, David, your servant, why did the Gentiles rage and the peoples imagine vain things? The kings of the earth took their stand and the rulers have gathered together against the Lord and against his Messiah. For in this city, in fact, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel gathered together against your holy servant to crucify him. His name is Jesus, whom you anointed to do whatever your hand and your plan had predestined to take place. And now, Lord, look at their threats. They're threatening them that they will not speak in the name of Jesus. And grant to your servants to speak your word with all boldness. In other words, they're not going to listen to the Pharisees. They're not going to listen to the Sadducees. Grant your servants would speak your word with all boldness while you stretch out your hand to heal with signs and wonders performed through the name of your holy slave, Jesus. When they had prayed, the place which they were gathered in together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God with boldness. This is what we need today. This is what we need today. We need people that are going to be bold and speak the word of God. To speak the word of God that he loves us. He loves us that he sent his son to die for us and to rise from the dead. He loves us. He loves us. Yesterday I had a CCD class and I had them read the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. I said, this was written about 1,000 years before the coming of the Lord Jesus from heaven. And they said, it's all about Jesus. Yes, like a lamb led to the slaughterhouse, like a sheep before his shearers, he opened not his mouth. Yes, he opened not his mouth. He was the lamb that was slain to bring peace to people. And that peace comes through faith in Jesus Christ. Let's continue. Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and one soul, and no one claimed private ownership to any of their possessions, but everything they owned was held in common. With great power the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Yes. And what did they pray for? That there'd be signs and wonders and miracles as they proclaimed the death and resurrection of Jesus. And with great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many that owned lands or houses brought the proceeds to what they had sold and laid them at the apostles' feet and distributed them to each one according to their need. There was a Levite, a native of Cyprus, Joseph, to whom the apostles gave the name Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. Are you a Barnabas? Am I a Barnabas? Do we encourage people? Encourage means to put heart into. Are you a Barnabas? Do you encourage people? Or do you snap at them? I'm telling you, the only Bible that most people will read is you and me. And that's the way they're going to find out if it's true. I told you the story before that I received a message on my phone that said, "You're a hypocrite. You said you would pray for so-and-so, and you didn't pray for so-and-so. You never called me back." Well, I decided I wasn't going to defend myself, that God was going to defend me. 2 days later, I got a call from the same person saying, "Oh, the person's healed. You must have prayed. I'm sorry for what I told you the other day." Yes, you see, I didn't have to defend myself. God defends me. God defends me. If anyone wants to touch you or me, they have to go through the hands of the Lord. So are you a Barnabas? Are you a son of encouragement? It's all about giving, yes. We do this, why? Because that is what the scripture teaches, that we start with 10%. Now I'm telling you, it's what we start with. It is not what we finish with. Because after tithes come offerings, and we continue to give. It's all about giving, yes. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. God did not send his Son to judge the world, but that the world would be saved through him. He's our Savior. He's the one who opened the heart of the man born lame. He opened the heart of the people. There were 5,000 people who heard the gospel and gave their life to Jesus. I wonder where they went when persecution started. The apostles stick in. The apostles stick in. When persecution comes, the apostles stick in. They are surrounded by God's love, and they go to all the parts of the world because of the persecution in Jerusalem. Because of persecution, the gospel spread throughout the world. St. Thomas went to India. St. James went to South America. Oh, yes. When persecution comes, the apostles escape from Jerusalem, but there is still the church in Jerusalem, and they go to other places proclaiming the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me ask you this. When was the last time that you brought someone to Jesus? When was the last time that you shared your testimony with somebody? It's very important because that's how people come to hear about Jesus. And the gospel said they heard about Jesus. Somebody went and told them about Jesus. We have people coming on Saturday night for healing because they heard about Jesus. They heard about Jesus, and they want to be healed. Who doesn't want to be healed, I tell you? I told you yesterday we need a breakthrough. And the breakthrough comes through the Holy Spirit. The breakthrough comes through God Almighty. We need a breakthrough so that we can proclaim the Word of God with power. Remember what the disciples did and the apostles did. They went up and prayed, Sovereign God, pour out your Spirit in all boldness that we would have signs and wonders and miracles through your servant Jesus Christ. And the place where they stood and the place where they were inhabited shook. The Holy Spirit shook the place. Oh, the church needs to be shaken. The church needs to be shaken. I need to be shaken. Oh, yes. We need to be shaken good, that we would proclaim nothing but Jesus and Him crucified and raised from the dead. We need to be shaken, I tell you. And without the shaking, we're just going to be namby-pamby. We water the message down. The apostles did not water the message down. They spoke boldly to the high priest about Jesus, even though they were commanded not to speak anymore. We go on to the fifth chapter. But a man named Ananias, with the consent of his wife Sapphira, sold a piece of property. With his wife's knowledge, he kept back some of the proceeds and brought only a part and laid it at the apostles' feet. Ananias, Peter asked, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit? See, they kept some for themselves. They didn't have to give anything to the apostles, but they told them we gave it all. He lied to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the proceeds of the land while it remained unsold. Did it not remain your own? And after it was sold, were not the proceeds at your disposal? How is it that you have contrived this deed in your heart? You did not lie to us, but you lied to God. Now when Ananias heard these words, he fell down and died, and great fear seized all who heard of it. The young men came and wrapped his body and then carried him out and buried him. Ananias did not have to give anything to the apostles, but he lied to the Holy Spirit, said, I gave it all. He didn't give it all. He kept some for himself. He could have said, I gave half of it and kept some for myself. But he lied to the Holy Spirit. We do not want to lie. We do not want to lie because the devil is a liar from the beginning. His speech is always to do with lying. So what have we learned today? I tell you, we've learned that this man was 40 years old. He was an old man that was healed, jumping and leaping and praising God. What else did we learn today? That the Sadducees did not want to hear about the resurrection because they do not believe in the resurrection. What else did we hear today? We heard that the apostles were commanded not to speak in the name of Jesus anymore. But what did the apostles say? We cannot but speak in the name of Jesus. We cannot but speak in the name of Jesus. I hope that people are listening to me that are saying, we cannot but speak in the name of Jesus. We're going to tell people about the name of Jesus. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I want to thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the word of God. We have to pay bills. Now let me ask you this. Do these broadcasts bless you? If they bless you, would you please bless us so that I don't have to be saying this on the radio? I don't like saying this, but you know I have to because we need to pay bills. You write, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Or you can go to the internet, inseason.net, and leave a donation. That's inseason.net. Our address is inseason.net. You can go to inseason.net and leave a gift on PayPal. I will be very grateful.
God bless you. Tell someone about Jesus. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.